Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazenia. I am dedicated to proclaiming the Word of God and helping you to live with passion. And I want to share this scripture with you. This comes from 1 Peter chapter 1. And it says, "You have been born anew, not by perishable seed, but by imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. The word of the Lord abides forever, and this word is the good news that was preached to you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I wanted to show you the front of my Bible. On the front of my Bible, you'll see I have a butterfly. And of course, a butterfly is a symbol of transformation, metamorphosis, change. And if you just heard me proclaim that from 1 Peter, it says that we've been born anew, literally born again. We have a rebirth through the living and abiding Word of God, the imperishable, eternal, living Word of God brings change and transformation and rebirth. And oh, how it's touched my life, and oh, how it's touched the lives of so many other people. And I really want to interest you in this because many of you, if not all of you, need change within. You need rebirth. You need transformation. And I want to proclaim to you that it can come to you through the living and eternal, imperishable Word of God. That's what we just heard in that first reading, that one reading from 1 Peter. And so many people have been touched and transformed. I think, for example, about St. Francis of Assisi. You know, St. Francis, the founder of the Franciscans, this worldwide community, preached the gospel, lived an amazing life, but he wasn't always so holy. When he was a young man, he didn't really know who Jesus was, and he heard a reading. If you remember in the gospel, there's a reading about the rich young man. The rich young man comes up to Jesus, and he says, "What do I got to do to have eternal life?" Jesus looks at him, and he loves him, and then the rich young man turned away from Jesus. Well, when St. Francis of Assisi heard that reading, because Jesus challenged the young man to give all that he had and to follow him, when St. Francis of Assisi heard that word, light flooded his soul, and he had a conversion. He literally had a transformation, and instead of what the rich young man did, which was walk away, St. Francis followed Jesus, and he gave his life to him and had this wonderful transformation and became a great preacher, founder of the Franciscans. Everybody knows about St. Francis of Assisi. And it happened through the living and abiding, imperishable, enduring Word of God. Of course, there's other people I can think of. St. Augustine, for example. St. Augustine, Catholic tradition, great saint of the church, a doctor of the church, became a bishop. So, you know, he has all the credentials, but, you know, he had a sordid past also. He dabbled in Eastern religions, had a child out of wedlock, lived a playboy life. His mother Monica was praying for him all the time. Well, he had a conversion too. One time he was in a garden, he heard these words in Latin, "Take up and read, take up and read." He just heard those words in Latin. So he found a Bible. Perhaps that's a word for you, by the way. Take up and read. Take up and read. That same word to St. Augustine is a word for you today. So he found a Bible and he just took it up and started to read, and it was Romans 13:13. You know what that says? "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." And that's what he was doing. He had the desires of the flesh, didn't know Jesus, so he changed. Light flooded his soul. Literally, the metamorphosis, the transformation, all through the living and abiding Word of God. You see, the Word of God is alive. It touches people. It transforms people. It's a living Word. It's not just an old, dead, stale, archaic book. It's God breathed. That's what the word inspiration means. It's a living word that can touch you today. So many other people have been touched all throughout the ages. Martin Luther by the word of God. You know, not just people in Catholic tradition, Jonathan Edwards, Billy Graham, you know, you go right down the line, people that have been touched. I think about my own life. My parents had an old Bible on the bookshelf. You know, I grew up Catholic and we weren't really taught to read the Bible way back then. They had this old Catholic Bible on the bookshelf there and I took it off and I started to read. I took up and read because I was searching in my life. Here I am, 18 years old, you know, just kind of looking, and I came to Matthew 7:7, where Jesus was speaking. And you're all familiar with this. It says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." And I mean, it's a living word. It spoke to me. And that's what I mean by it being a living word. It's applicable to your life. There's power in it, and it will speak to you. And that's exactly what it did. It spoke to me. Now, nothing happened right away. I mean, all of a sudden, I didn't become a butterfly. But as I continued in the word, and that's something I want to say. You know, many of you have been reading the scriptures for years, and you've kind of put it aside, and you stopped reading it. You have to continue in the word. You can't just, you know, put it aside and say, well, you know, I don't get anything out of that anymore. You have to keep at it. And that's what happened with me, is I kept at it a couple months, just reading a little bit every day. I always tell people, just 5 minutes, just a little bit. If you're Catholic, the daily Mass readings, that's all you need. Well, anyways, I kept at it. Finally, you see, the Spirit and the Word work together. Finally, the Holy Spirit touched my life in a powerful way. I was asking and I received. I was knocking and the door was opened. I was seeking and I found. And it all came through the living and abiding, imperishable Word of God. And that same Word can touch you. You know, my parents had a treasure finder. I don't know if you've ever seen these things, but people comb the beach with these things. And what they're doing is they're looking for metallic coins. And every time you go over a place where there's a piece of metal, the treasure finder all of a sudden go, "Ert!" And you know that there's something down there. And then you dig and you look and hopefully you find the treasure. You find a quarter or a dollar or something. A lot of times you'll find just kind of bottle tops or whatever, but every once in a while you find money. And I liken that to the Word of God. You know, most of the times you're reading the Word, you're reading the Word, you know, you're reading different things and you don't really get anything out of it. It's like you're sweeping, you're looking, it's a treasure. You're hoping for something, but every once in a while, all of a sudden, it makes that noise, and there's a treasure. God will speak to you. You'll be touched with it, and that's what I'm hoping for you. If you just spend 5 minutes a day, just a little bit a day, maybe one chapter, read a little bit of the gospel, and pay attention to it, and I believe that God has something special for you. God is a promise keeper. What do I mean by that? Well, you ever see a rainbow? God promised to Noah that he would never destroy the earth again by a flood. And he put the rainbow in the sky as a sign of his promise. We don't know how to keep our promises, but God is a promise keeper. And if you ever look in the Bible, it is packed with promises. All kinds of different promises. I wrote down a few of them here. The new life that comes through Christ. You can know God, that's the new covenant. Know God in a personal way. You can have your sins forgiven. This is all mediated through the Word and told us in the Scriptures. We have a living hope, a hope of a better tomorrow and a hope of a better today. Peace, peace I leave with you, Jesus said. This is all in the Scriptures. Freedom, power, being more than a conqueror. Being able to do all things through Christ. You see, it says in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 6:12, we inherit the promises. I want you to get this. There's many promises in the Word of God. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. We don't just get the promises by reading all of a sudden, but as we read and we believe and as we endure patience, Then we begin to inherit the promises. There's all kinds of promises in here. God wants to give us so many different things, so many blessings. But here's what I want to say to you. How are you ever going to inherit the promises if you don't know what the promises are? Did you get that? How are you ever going to experience the promises that God wants to give you and inherit the promises by faith and patience if you don't even know what the promises are? So what I'm saying is, if you don't read the scriptures, if you don't read the promises, then you're never going to get them. And oh, there's oh so many promises in God's word. I heard a saying one time that I really like. Are you standing on the promises or sitting on the premises? Did you get that? Are you standing on the promises in the Word of God or just sitting on the premises? And that's what a lot of Christians do. They just sit on the premises. And what do I mean by that? People are adrift. They don't have a center. They don't have a point of reference. They don't have a foundation. Remember at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us that there will be storms that are going to come, but he said, build your life on the foundation, so that when the storms come, you will stand. In other words, there's a foundation. There's a point of reference. You have a center. And if you're not grounded in the promises, if you're not into the Word of God, if you're not into the Scriptures, then you're just going to be adrift. You don't really know what the promises are. And there's all kinds of different promises that come through the Word of God. The Word of God mediates all kinds of different things. And then I want to tell you that the Word of God endures. It's imperishable, as we heard. And then get this. It says in 1 Peter, it's a living word. Can it be possible that the Scriptures are alive? The Scriptures, that word means sacred writings. Bible means books because it's a collection of books. The Bible is alive with power to change us, promises to guide our life, inspiration to help us, encouragement, correction, help when we need it most. It's a living word. It's not a dead word. It's not just an archaic book, as I said. The story I like to tell is about Rembrandt. You know, Rembrandt was a great painter. He loved to paint gospel scenes. And one of the scenes that he painted one time was of Jesus crossing the Sea of Galilee with the apostles. Great storm occurs, as you remember. And Jesus was asleep in the boat. So Rembrandt painted the scene, and if you look, there's a fishing boat lurching up in white-capped waters, and there's 12 apostles, Jesus asleep in the boat, and right in the middle of the boat, grabbed to the mast for dear life, is this man in flaming red hair. Well, who is that man? There's the 12 apostles on the side, there's Jesus in the back of the boat. Who's the guy in the red hair grabbed onto the mast for dear life? It was Rembrandt himself. You see, he was going through a storm in his life. When the Bible talks about storms, like the storm on the sea, it's talking about a literal storm, but it's also talking about the metaphorical storms that we all go through. And what Rembrandt did, he was going through a storm. I think it was a divorce. His dad had just died. He painted himself right into the picture. And that's what we got to do. We got to get out our paintbrush and our watercolors and paint ourselves right into the picture. When you read the word, put yourself in it. It's a living word. It can help you. It's applicable to your life today. And I'll bet you, when you take up and read, just like Augustine was invited to do, you will find something that will be applicable to your life today, whether it be a psalm, a proverb, the Gospels, the letters of Paul, the Old Testament, whatever it is. Oh, the different stories that are in the Bible. There are so many different stories. For example, I think about Adam and Eve. Is that a literal story? Well, in Catholicism, we teach that it's not so much literal, but it's a true story. It proclaims a truth. What does Adam and Eve proclaim? That we are made in the image of God. You have within you the image of God, that God created us, that we fell, that we need a redeemer. And then there's other stories like the Exodus, Moses, the Ten Commandments, deliverance from Egypt. What does that story tell us? All things are possible with God. God is almighty. God can do all things. God gives us the commandments so that we can live well. And then, of course, we hear about David and Goliath. What does that story tell us? That we can slay the giants in our life. That we don't have to bow and cower to fear. We can stand up to these things. And then, of course, there was Abraham and Sarah. Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament, they were old people and they conceived a child. What does that tell us? That you're never too old to dream a dream, and that your goals and visions can come true as you believe the promises. And then really quickly, there's prophets. And then we think about Jesus in the gospel. And what does the word of the gospels tell us? What do the letters of Paul tell us? That we can have eternal life through Christ. That Jesus came to redeem us and to bring us new life. So the Bible is packed with all kinds of different things. It is a living word. And what we have to do is open ourselves up to it, because it will speak to us. I remember years ago, I was reading the scriptures, and I came to Isaiah 49. This is one of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 49, 6. And this is what God says. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. Too small a thing. I will give you as a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. So what was this saying to me? I thought to myself, wait a minute. Here I am preaching. I'm going to all these different churches, and I'm preaching the gospel. Lots of people are coming, and I'm having a great time and everything. But God said, that's too small a thing, Cedric, for you to touch the people of Israel, for you to touch believers. I will raise you up to be a light to the nations. And what God was speaking to me, this was a promise to me. This is one of the great promises of Scripture. God was saying to me, Cedric, what you're doing is great, but it's too small a thing. You got to think larger. You got to think bigger. And I started thinking about television, that I wasn't just called to preach in churches. I was called to reach outside the walls of the church so that God's salvation, eternal life, could be given to all peoples. And that's why I am so grateful that God has allowed me this opportunity to be on television. You see, this promise that I read years ago was the foundation for me to want to get into television to preach the gospel. And now it's come true. I am literally reaching out all around the world through TBN, through Catholic stations, through all kinds of different networks that are helping me reach out. And the scripture has come true. But as I said, if you don't know the promises, how are you ever going to inherit them? And there are promises for you. God has promises for you. See, it's a living word. I really want to impress that upon you. It's not just a dead Bible. Father Cedric, I don't understand it. I can't get anything out of it. Yes, you can. Millions have. You can too. Just spend a little bit of time with it. You know, at every Mass that we preach, and I want to tell you, you might be saying, well, Father Cedric, go. You know, we believe the Bible. Thank you so much for preaching the Bible. We love the fact that you're talking about the Bible. It's not just me. The Catholic Church is a Bible-believing church. Hopefully your church is a Bible-believing church. At every Mass, we proclaim the Scriptures. We proclaim the Bible. And recently, you may not know this, but recently, for example, I say recently, about 50 years ago, Vatican II proclaimed, had a whole dogma about the Scriptures. It's called the Constitution, one of the highest teaching authorities in the Catholic Church. And it was about the Scriptures, about the Bible. And what it says is, that when we pray, we speak to God. When we read the scriptures, God speaks to us. I think that's wonderful. Then they had this statement, and it said, we forcefully exhort all the faithful to come to know Jesus by frequent reading of the divine scriptures. And I love that. Underline the word forcefully. We forcefully exhort all the Christian faithful to come to know Jesus by frequent reading of the divine scriptures. I've talked about promises. I've talked about how God speaks. I've talked about power. What about coming to know Jesus in a personal way? Coming to know God in a personal way through the scriptures. I don't know what your thoughts about Jesus are. I'm going to have another program on Jesus in this series. But I don't know what your thoughts about Jesus are or where they even came from. Get to know the biblical Jesus. This is the primary source to come to know who Jesus is. See, the Bible is alive. It's chock full of things. It's not a dead, archaic book. It's a book that mediates the fragrance of Christ. And you can come to know Jesus in a deep, personal way. They had a synod, they being the bishops and the Pope in our Catholic Church, a synod about 5 or 6 years ago, strictly on the Word of God. A whole month, they all met, hundreds and hundreds of bishops from around the world. And they met in Rome, and they talked about the Bible and about the scriptures, and how can we get the Christian faithful to read the scriptures? I think in the olden days, they used to say, don't read the scriptures, it's the priest's book, you can't get a lot out of it. They've changed, they being the leaders of our church, and they've said, no, we want you to read the scriptures. We want you to read the Bible. Please try it. And one of the archbishops, this is at the conclusion of the month-long synod, his name is Archbishop, he's an Italian archbishop, Gianfranco Ravesi. He stood up and he said this. He said, we should all read the Word of God as if it's a love letter from God written directly to us. We should take it personal because it's for you and for me. And when he said that, the whole assembly stood up and they all applauded. That it's a love letter from God to you and to me. And all of us should read the Word of God and take it personal. So the leaders of our church are saying, get into the Word. I am telling you as a Catholic priest, get into the Word. It's transformative. It can touch your life. It can change you. It is a living and abiding Word. And so I wanted to just tell you a few more things here about the scriptures. And maybe you've heard about this. There's an acronym for the Bible, an acronym BIBLE, Basic Information Before Leaving Earth. And what is the basic information that the Bible gives us? Well, if you read the scriptures, Genesis, God created you and he loves you. What does the basic information in the scriptures give us? Jesus went to the cross, and it's all over the place in the Gospels, to redeem us, to give us eternal life, to save us. What is the basic information that the Bible gives us? You can know God in a personal way. You can change. You can experience transformation. You can have peace. You can have new life within you. So, as I explore the scriptures, I've come to find a number of different scriptures that are basic to my life, that are foundational. And I just wanted to share with you just a few of my favorites. This whole series is called More Than a Conqueror. You see, that's one of the verses that we have in the Bible from Romans. You are more than a conqueror through him who loves us. So whatever situation you're in right now, as the scriptures tell us, and this is one of the great promises, you are more than a conqueror. And then there's another great promise. Nothing can separate us from God's love, not even death. And then, of course, God who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. So I have to tell you that these promises are foundational in my life. These promises help me every day. And I want to tell you that all things work to good for those who love him. So this butterfly is a symbol of metamorphosis, a symbol of change. And I believe that you can experience this in your life. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you shall receive. As God told St. Augustine, I'm proclaiming to you, take up and read. Take up and read and watch what happens. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.